hope you're tucked in, cause you are now in bed with Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue.
Good evening, my freaky friends. Welcome to In Bed with Dr. Sue. I'm your host, Sue Storm. And I trust you're all doing well and ready to head back to school with me as your headmistress this evening. A big hello and welcome to everybody in the chat room tonight. Hi, you guys. I'm hoping some of you will call in and play head games with us a little later on tonight. For those of you who don't know what head games is, it's a sex trivia game hosted by myself and the amazing Amelia Devine, where folks call in and answer as many questions as they can correctly. The person who answers the most questions correctly wins. Super easy, super fun, and tonight we're going to play a mini version of the game. So when I tell you to be sure to call in to play, the number to call, as always, is 657-383-0031. I want to give a quick shout-out to Will, who's listening in, and the amazingly beautiful Crystal Goddess in the UK, and Michael, who's in Dublin. Hi, Michael. And Bibi in France. Hello, my international pals. Very quickly, both of my websites are down for right now. I will get them back up tomorrow. It seems as though I have been attacked by a hack job, and I know who's behind it. And I have this to say to you. Apparently you've forgotten about the money I gave you when you were in the hospital and about the help I gave you when someone shot your nephew. It's easy to forget about that, isn't it? Shame you got to drag a dead horse. But don't worry, guys. All the sites will be back tomorrow. And we'll be right back into business. So let's not worry about it, shall we? I have a quick piece of information to give my listeners who are in the sex industry. This is the stuff you've been waiting for on Twitter. It seems as though Twitter's finally started to sweep out sex worker accounts. After several days of observation and checking with several other people, it's obvious that they're starting to clean up the site. We knew this was coming, so if you're smart, this isn't a shock to you. Now, how can you ensure you're not getting caught in a sweep? Okay, first of all, you think like a CEO of a corporation. If you want to clean up your site, you create an algorithm that first sweeps for porn. So if you have clips of sex acts, BDSM acts, your chotch, getting fucked, even cleavage, clean it up. If you have any marketing clips that are in any way racy, take them down. It has been confirmed by Twitter that their bots are looking for specific keywords. The ones we know for sure right now are slut and bimbo. How much you, and this is, understand, if you retweet them, doesn't matter. If you retweet those words, you're going down as well. So you have to, you know, actually what I was going to say was, with the words being slut and bimbo, how much you want to make a bet the programmers are women. Use either of those words, even in DM too, and your account will be suspended or deleted. Ask Mistress DJ. And this word list is going to rise. It's probably bigger than we already know. Once again, I shouldn't have to remind you that what you're doing is still deemed illegal in most areas, even phone sex operator work. So just assume what you're doing is illegal. For those of you in the industry who are new and very young, learn from us dinosaurs. This isn't the time to think you know it all. Talk to those of us who have lived in the before times, back in the long, long ago, before the internet. I don't care if your shit is marked adult. If you want to play on a forum and drive traffic, you have to look at it this way. Ask yourself, would you want your kid, your niece, your nephew, your godchild to see what you're about to post or retweet? Because there are children on all the platforms y'all are using. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Assume there are children on it because they are. If you run your advertising on these platforms, make it as clean as you can and you'll be good to go. Another thing is clean up your profiles. Remove anything you know is not allowed. I've warned you all to stop this ages ago, but if you have words such as PayPal in your profile, bye. It was nice knowing y'all. Woohoo! Because as a CEO, after I sweep for porn, I'll sweep for words that I know lead to bullshit, and you can be rest assured PayPal's going to be one of them. You'd be surprised that PayPal paid Twitter to do it. So, clean up your shit, and you'll make more money. Here's another thing. Clean up your profile. Just remember, the whole point of your profile is to drive the traffic to your website, which is where you put your jinky information. And if you clean up your shit, let me tell you something, you're going to make more money. Why? Because y'all keep shooting yourselves in the foot by giving goodies away for free. Stop showing your bits. Make them pay for it. So clean your asses up and you'll survive this, maybe. There's no guarantees, none. Because corporations reserve the right to change anything they want when they want, just like you can with your business. Think of it this way. Would you appreciate someone putting up ass-fucking clips on your website? Neither does anyone else. There are sites for that, and Twitter isn't one of them. And that's that. Once again, you guys have been warned. I'll keep you, my listeners, apprised of anything that concerns any of you. But I'm not here to hold your hands. These are businesses you're running. Run them as such. So, enough of the heavy shit. Let's get this show on the road. And before we get to head games, my God, there's birthdays, brag bites, some naughty reading to be done, plus back to school time. And we will dive right into birthdays right after this.
When you white boys first landed on the coast of Africa, you were mesmerized by big mandingo black cock. In the middle, you hanged black men from trees for even looking at white women because you knew your women needed big black cock. In the present, chickens have come home to roost. White cuckolds are on their knees, holding back the ankles of the women they love and desire and offering them up to big black cock so they can be bred and seeded so you can listen to your women quiver and convulse in pleasure, while hearing them groan and scream in octaves you've never heard before. This is more than lust. This is evolution. As the ozone decreases and UV rays increase, the human race will evolve. That's why black men are blacking your women, breeding your women, and creating a darker race for tomorrow. Chickens have come home to roost. You know that your women need big black cock, and now you white boys need it too. This is Naima, the BBC dealer. Visit my website, worshipbigblackcock.com, to hear the truth that Becky can never tell you.
Hello, I am Enchantress Genevieve, and I am a hypnotic cosplayer. I specialize in finish, and I love a good mind fucking. So, you can find me at the Siren Voice Goddess.com. Go ahead and indulge. I know you want.
It's funny how many fairy tales and fables are really just mirrors of adulthood with frills and rainbows, the kind of stuff that makes you feel good. But your existence isn't the feel-good type of story. You are on the receiving end of Goldilocks and her girlfriend's constant judgment. Are you too big, too small, just right? Where do you stand? Where do you kneel? You are being judged. Size does matter, and in many different forms. As for me, I want the trifecta of perfection. Something you're not likely to reach, but something you can always work towards. Something that mirrors a little engine that could. Keep chugging along. Keep trying. Maybe one day you'll be just right. This is Mistress Lilith of PayPlayObey.com, and you are listening to In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Indeed, you are listening to In Bed with Dr. Sue, and it's time for birthdays. I'm going to start out tonight's birthdays with a belated birthday going out to Mistress Holly Golightly, who had her birthday last Saturday, June the 8th. Happy birthday, Holly! June the 19th is Eve, the Hidden Princess's birthday, and on June 26th, it's Wicked Ashlyn's born day. Happy birthday to both of you luscious ladies. And that's it for June birthdays. kind of quiet month, but July is popping. July 1st is Mr. Carroll's birthday. July the 3rd is Goddess Susie's birthday. Happy birthday, ladies. We don't have an Independence Day birthday. Bummer. But on July the 11th, the gorgeous Sid Wild will be celebrating her birthday. And the very next day on June 12th, we have our very own, our beloved Sir Beast's birthday. Happy birthday, William. On July 13th, we have two beautiful ladies with birthdays, Mistress Lillian and Gosh. Happy birthday, ladies. And on July 14th, it's the lovely Mistress DJ's birthday. Happy birthday, DJ, who is also in the chat room right now. Happy birthday to every one of you out there celebrating your arrival to our planet. Be sure to hit up InBedWithDrSue.com to see how to make each of these wonderful people's days bright, even if it's to send a simple happy birthday tweet or message. If you would like your birthday mentioned on the show, along with having it on the website with your tribute or wish list link, and promote on Twitter, just head to InBedWithDrSue.com and click on birthdays and fill out the form. When the site's back. Anyways, before I dive into my segment, What the Sweet Fuck, I have a tour announcement from the very lovely goddess Genevieve, who you just heard. She'd like everyone to know that she will be attending FetCon this year, FetCon 2019, August 6th to the 10th in St. Petersburg, Florida. For clip collaboration information, head to thesirenvoicegoddess.com. So, and now, it's time. Okay, I'm hoping that you can hear me since I just got booted out of my own show. What the hell is going on? I swear to God. Anyways, where was I? We were just about to get into What the Sweet Fuck. It's my new segment showcasing how weird we really are. In today's edition of What the Sweet Fuck, a 55-year-old Romanian man has been brought up on charges of allegedly sexually assaulting and killing his partner with a carrot. This gentleman, who apparently has a vegetable fetish, got to hitting a bottle one night and decided it might be fun to have a go at his 59-year-old partner with Bugs Bunny's favorite food. He grew it himself. Apparently, this poor woman agreed at first to allow him to use the carrot as a phallus, but once it had started, she asked him to stop almost immediately. The man, due to his inebriated state, decided he'd just keep going as the woman fell unconscious. What had happened was that the carrot had punctured her colon, causing her to die rapidly of sepsis. As reported by the Daily Mail, the man stated, "After it occurred to me that she had died, I dressed her nicely in pajamas. I called for an ambulance initially, but then I realized it was no longer worth it. I hurt her, but I didn't torture her with carrots. She told me to leave her alone at some point, but I went on." Take that, vegans. What the sweet fuck? Seriously, folks, just because you can shove crap in your cavities doesn't mean you should. Now this poor woman will forever be known as the woman who died from having a carrot shoved up her tuchus. But then again, she can rest easy knowing she was dressed in her jammies nicely. Ah. Hey, guys, new podcast on the block. Our very own Mistress Kai has started her show, Kinkology Podcast, on Fireside FM. If you know Mistress Kai, you know she's a great resource for any issues you might be having in the scene. So tune in to the Kinkology Podcast on fireside.fm. For a link, hit up In Bed with Dr. Sue and hit the podcast guide where you'll find a link to Mistress Kai's latest love. I'll be right back with Brag Bites after this.
I hear you're looking for a good mindfuck. That's my specialty. I love twisting and turning boys and wrapping them around my little finger. What I do is, I take time to get to know you on a level that you may not have experienced before. At first it's subtle, and then we get a little deeper and a little darker. I get under your skin and I get in your head, and before you know it, you're craving me. You're craving the things that I offer you on a level that has begun to keep you awake at night. I know it's a little scary. Who am I? I'm glad you asked. I'm Mistress Peyton. Peyton will break you. The Sensual Domination Mistress. And you? You can find me at SensualDominationMistress.com. Talk soon, Naughty One.
Who wouldn't want more time? Time to make more money or spend with your family? Well, Lisa Jones at Assistant Services is here to give you back that time. Assistant Services is a virtual assistant service capable of handling your email, research, travel reservations, personal appointments, and so much more. Why lose more of your precious time when Lisa Jones at Assistant Services can take the menial tasks off of your hands? To find out more about Lisa and Assistant Services, including rates, simply go to assistant-services.org or Lisa's Twitter at @assistant_SVCS. Take back your time and get on with living with Lisa Jones and assistant-services.org. Whether you'd like to explore the idea of becoming a phone sex operator or are looking to begin or even expand your independent phone sex business, Lynn of Phone Sex Secrets can help. Phone Sex Secrets offers help and advice for PSOs, including articles on everything from Phone Sex 101 and industry news to marketing to how to build your business. White papers are available for purchase and immediate download, including the exclusive Phone Sex Secrets caller survey results, in which nearly 5,000 paying phone sex clients answer questions designed to help you drive your business. Personalized consultation services are also available. Lynn has been featured on Chicago's WGN Radio, ABC's Good Morning America, and elsewhere. She's ready to stand behind you and teach you how to become a phone sex superhero. You can find Lynn on Twitter at Phone Sex Secrets. That's at Phone Sex Secrets. And her website is phonesexsecrets.info. Again, that's phonesexsecrets.info.
And I'm back again. At least I haven't been kicked out this time. It's time to feel the love, babies. It's brag bite time. And tonight we start off with a brag bite from Mistress DJ. And DJ, here's your message. I've been fighting depression since the fall when I ran into a whole lot of challenges for myself and the people I love. I owe so much to the entire community for all the care they've given me. It's kept me sane, and there are too many to mention all of them. One Dom, though, has been my rock. A good Dom can give jack-off instructions. But it takes a great one to give, don't, oh, okay, sorry, I screwed that up. Oh, one of those nights. Hold on. It takes a great one to give don't slack off instructions. She's checked in on me, given me somebody to rant to, and has been so invaluable in my recovery. She's also one of the most thoughtful people I know, and she inspires me to try to be more thoughtful myself. Sometimes you just meet the right person at the right time. And for getting through this, she's certainly been that for me. And that sweet message, despite my screw-up of it, was from Kylie Gable. The next brag white, brag boy. Good Lord, I'm hanging it up. That's it, I'm done. The next brag bite is for the brainwashing beauty herself, Gia. And Gia, this is your message. Brainwashing beauty is a constant support of other Doms and had created the amazing graphics you can find in the header of yourdomfix.com. I would love for others to know about that URL, but also know how much Bibi has done to help me out for years now. And that brag bite was from Poshy. Our next brag bite this evening is from Mistress Brighton. And Mistress, this is your message. Brighton is both a PSO Dom and a Second Life virtual world Dom. She really likes both food and blasphemy play. She is both incredibly intelligent and incredibly kind. She gets me, understands me. I mean, really understands me, which is rare, because I'm not like other people. And she accepts me for who I am, a very rare treat. Over the years, she has really become a true friend, with the obvious limits that must apply, i.e., I only know her stage name. But that doesn't change that she has really and honestly become a true friend, and I will always treasure knowing Brighton is not just gifted, she's a gift. And that was from Alice Wonder. Thank you, Alice. What a lovely thing to say. Our next brag bite goes out to Dominic Chiara. Here's your message, Chiara. Mistress Chiara has become such an integral part of my life that it bears bragging about. I have noticed lately that how her life goes can dictate how mine goes. When things are going well for her, things in general tend to go well for me. And when things do not go well for her, for whatever reason, things in general do not go well for me. I'm talking about vanilla life things, which should be totally unrelated. Any mystic significance this may or may not have is entirely open to interpretation. And that was from Davros J. Slave. Thank you, Davros. Thank you for sending in all these wonderful messages. Please keep them coming. You never can send in too many because everyone needs a boost now and then. If you have a brag bite you'd like to send to a friend in need, maybe they need a lift, maybe they just need a pat on the back, head to In Bed with Dr. Sue and click on Brag Bites and fill out the form. You can also read all the other previous brag bites to get some inspiration on that same page. So today's brag bites will be up on the site tomorrow when the site comes back. Now, on to some steamy hot reading on Dr. Sue's Erotic Book Club, like Oprah's, only way sexier. And tonight's read is from Kylie Gable and Claudia Acosta. Yes, that's the same Kylie Gable who sent in that sweet message for Mistress DJ. Kylie and Claudia have just finished a new book entitled The Sissy's Mentor. In this erotic series, already on book four, Kylie Gable and Claudia Acosta channel classic teen movies of the 80s and 90s as they tell the story of an incoming college freshman who winds up rooming with a senior girl through a misunderstanding. When she catches him sneaking pictures of her, she teaches him a lesson in feminization and domination, but she also teaches him about life. She's not just a domina, she's the sissy's mentor. You can pick up this sizzling series on Amazon. Just head over to InBedWithDrSue.com, click on Sexy Scribes for the link to this latest series by Kylie Gable and Claudia Acosta, the sissy's mentor. When I come back, I'll be starting class. So everyone, take their seats, put your heads on your desks.
You called that a dick?
I bet you jerk off with just two fingers like a little loser, don't you?
Can you even find that to go to the bathroom?
That disgusting thing should be in chastity permanently.
Do you really think you'll ever be lucky enough to get with a woman with something like that?
No one's going to want to fuck that. I bet they'd never even feel
aww,
it.
Aw, it's cute. It's like a penis, only smaller.
You call that
pathetic.
That's nothing more than a nasty little pimple around your belly button.
I'd rather fuck my own pussy than that nasty, voiceless little nose.
It's supposed to be a dick pic because it looks like a thumbs up. Think you can handle all of this and more? Go to ratemytinypenis.com right now to get your dick rated and ridiculed for free.
Obey. Surrender. You're mine for life. The harder you struggle, the deeper you fall under my spell. Serve me, Mistress Chiara, certified hypnotist at hypnosisfemdom.com.
Hello, my name is Amelia Devine, and I will be your guide down the Yellow Brick Road. For over 10 years, I've led sissies like you to their destiny. I've feminized the most masculine of men, and I've taken alpha males and turned them into cock-sucking betas. All of my sissies crave only to serve, and so will you. I specialize in female-led relationships, sissy confessions, panty addictions, cross-dressing, and feminization. I provide sissy training in many ways, including mantras, tasks, ASMR audio, personalized hypnotic recordings, and live phone sessions. Now, put on your big girl panties and find me on Night Flirt, Amelia Devine. Your clitty will thank you.
Class is in session, boys. Take your seats. Yeah. I know many of you think that all we do is bitch about your behavior, and you'd probably be right. However, we wouldn't bitch if the behavior was better. I've been working on a project based on a trend I started seeing. I have blocked more men on Night Flirt and social media in the last year than in the previous 10 combined. The behavior is not getting better, it's getting worse. But before I unload on your naughty selves, I will throw you boys a bone. I blame the fact that most of the women in BDSM have no clue what they're doing. They don't understand the craft, nor do they care to learn it. It's all about the money grab, with so many of them that you boys aren't being trained properly. But, that issue notwithstanding, many of you are wandering around with deplorable behavior that is in no way submissive. So let's get to this, because there's a lot to cover in a short amount of time. I will tell you that there will be several of these shows coming up because there is so much to cover. And tonight we are barely scratching the surface. So let's start off with submission. I know you'd think that would be obvious, after all, we're talking about submissive men, but do you even know what it means to submit? Time and time again, I hear you boys saying the following. I want to worship your body, or insert body part of choice, or I want to come for you, or I'm into, insert fetish du jour, dominate me. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Let's see a show of hands of the boys who are guilty of any of these phrases or similar ones. Yeah, just what I thought. When I hear those phrases, what it says to me is, hi, lady. I like you for whatever reason, and I have no fucking clue what submission means. Because nowhere in those phrases is there a shred of submission. Not one teeny little morsel of submission. So just what is submission? Is it what you see in porn? Not usually. What you boys forget about the porn industry is that it's entertainment, but too many of you think it's reality. No, boys, to submit, listen to me carefully, to submit means to offer yourself and your soul through service, sacrifice, and suffering to someone you trust. Key words to take away from that are service, sacrifice, and suffering. Where in a phrase such as, I want to worship your ass, does any of those words come into play? The answer is nowhere. Too many of you gentlemen think that your pleasure is tied to your submission. That is a guarantee that you'll be given, or I should say that it is a guarantee that you'll be given the gift of an orgasm. You focus yourselves and your dicks, focus on yourselves and your dicks, when in fact, those are the last things we care about. Where, let me ask you this, where in you having an orgasm are you sacrificing? You have a warped sense of your seed. Remember, if you're submissive, you're a beta male. Therefore, by osmosis, you produce genetic garbage. Therefore, why is your jizz an offering? Cum is never an offering or a tribute. What is a tribute? Money is a tribute. Now, for those of you who just groaned because I said the dirty word money, get over yourselves. This is a business, boys. And although we may become quite friendly and fond of you, your adoration doesn't pay the bills. Unless someone identifies themselves as a lifestyle dominatrix who is looking for live-in slaves, you can assume that they are running a business. Unless you can physically serve in some way, running errands, laundry, cleaning, then the money is the only way for you to serve. It doesn't make every dom a financial dominatrix, but when you serve from a distance, money is the only logical way. Now, if you don't have any money, then find another way to serve. And there's tons of ways, helping with websites, graphics, writing. But always ask yourself, is what I'm offering a service, a sacrifice, or allows me to suffer for my goddess in some way? Understand that a good dom, once she knows what you really like, will withhold it from you. Ooh, think about that for a minute. If she's good, what you like will be withheld from you. So if you're a butt man, guess what you don't get? As I was explaining the other day to a sub of mine, it's similar to dog training. If I'm training a dog, do I give him the Scooby snack and then ask him to do the trick? No, because there's no incentive. Once you do the trick the way I want it done, then you get your Scooby snack, not the other way around. Too many of these inexperienced women are giving away the farm right out of the gate. And that, in turn, makes you boys think that's how it's done. And it's not. So let's move along so you get the idea. I'm not trying to chastise you guys. I'm going to show you other ways where things are good. And I think the first thing you really need to do is to figure out what type of sub you are. Now, I could do an entire two-hour show on submissive types, like submission types. But once you recognize a few of the traits, you can determine what you need from your dom. Okay, so, like I said, I only have time for a few tonight, so I'm only going to do three of them. And I'm going to bring up the three main ones. So the first one that comes to mind is, are you a greedy sub? Now, most of you may go, of course not. But you'd be surprised at how easy it is to fall into this category. So just what is a greedy sub? A greedy sub sucks his mistress's time, endless emails, text messages, and even too many phone calls. Now, you may think, but you're making money on the phone calls. True, but if you're talking to me for the entire time I'm available, then no one else can call me. And if your first thought when you hear that is, good, I don't want anyone else to talk to you, then you're a greedy sub and starting to go to a creepy place. I know you want to think that we lead lives of nothing but lazing around and being fanned by guys with six-packs, but unfortunately, just like we don't have pillow fights when we do sleepovers, doms have to do laundry and go to appointments and fix meals and love on their families. So respect our time. This is doubly true if you're seeing a pro-dom because they're blocking out time for you that could be utilized in another way. And showing up late is intensely disrespectful. Okay, so that's a greedy sub. Now, what was brought up on Twitter earlier by someone who was talking to Incognito Thomas, which, and I think he made a good point. If you are a dom who can handle a needy sub, it's great. Like, if you have all the time in the world, I always tell guys, okay, the ones that you want are probably princess types. But if you have all the time in the world, then, oh my God, that's great. Then you can have a greedy sub, and it works out perfectly fine. So don't think that these things are like be all end all, can't do it, oh, I'm a greedy sub, so I might as well just go hang myself. No, that's not true. There's always a dom for everyone. Now, next subcategory is the manipulator. Manipulators are subs who do everything they can to manipulate their doms in a variety of ways, also known as subs who top from the bottom. You boys are the ones who just can't give up control. You're the Jewish mothers of BDSM. Passive-aggressive subs fall into this category as well. Hi, mistress. I really hope I hear from you today. These subs are also the ones who try desperately to meet you in person after they've been told you work online only. They are also the ones who try to move you off the safety of your platform and try to get you to use other payment methods. They're also the ones who are quick to say they are serving you when, in most cases, you haven't even green-lighted the arrangement. There you go. So those are your manipulator-type subs. Now, another category of sub is the sub of convenience. This is the most common category of sub male. You are the guys who are submissive when you feel like it. You don't commit to your submission, and you rarely felt true subspace because of your inability to commit, not only to your submission, but to one dom. You are the ones who go from dom to dom looking for the next great thing, telling each one of them that you think they're great and you'll be back, and sometimes you do, but it's maybe a month later when the mood strikes you. You're also the ones who assume submission is all about your dick and your orgasm. You're submissive for as long as you're on the phone or on your knees, and that's it. And here's the thing, though. You may find that you're a mixture of all these subs. You may have a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B, but the key is to recognize the behavior. If you're a needy sub, you do better with a princess-type dom, just like I said before. Why? Because they have more free time to commit to your attention, obviously. Knowing what type of sub you are can correct shitty behavior and find you the dom of your dreams. If you hate corporal punishment, I wouldn't suggest a Sturm Domina. If you're a chicken shit, then you probably want a sensual dom. Believe me, there's a dom for every subtype. So don't give up. Now, once you've figured out who you are, now you can go hunt for your perfect mistress. You find her one enchanted evening while perusing your favorite adult provider platform. And there she is, the bitch of your dreams. Now what? Well, I'll tell you. It's not sending an email with the subject line that says, hey, and then a few paragraphs about what you're into, and then no signature. It's not going into chat or text and starting again with, hey, and nothing else. God, I every day, all day, every day. Hey, that's it. Don't introduce yourself. No, I have to ask every single one of you in chat. I'm not kidding. I have to ask every single one of you to introduce yourself. Hey. That's how you talk to your mates, not a dom. It's not sending a chat or text message with nothing but misspellings, abbreviations, emojis, and hieroglyphics instead of full sentences. That's for illiterate morons and says that you don't give a fuck. No, the first thing you do is research your queen. You find her. You look for her website. You look at her social media. You find out what she's into and what she isn't. You find out what she's about and how long she's been in the business. You look at how she interacts with others on social media. And when you finally think you know her as well as you can without speaking to her, then you approach her via her website contact page. And you introduce yourself as follows. Good day, mistress, or goddess, or whatever you want to, however it is she's referring to herself. Let me introduce myself. My name is Bob. I found you on wherever you found them and was intrigued. So after finding your website and learning about you, I would be honored if you would take the time to read a further email from me regarding whatever it is you're into. Please contact me at your earliest convenience. Kindest regards, Bob. Now, if you can't write something similar to this or this, you will never be taken seriously. Communication is key, guys. And if you can't take the time to compose a proper text, chat, or email, then you can guarantee that your communication will end up in the garbage. Like I said, we could do hours on this topic, but I want to get to the comments and questions that were sent in. So I'm going to begin with Sultry Suzanne Vixen. You'll know her on Twitter from Enigmatic Vixens. My biggest pet peeve is for any submissive male, when addressing me as their new mistress, do not open our conversation by telling me about your previous mistress. Tell me what you loved about her, how good she made you feel, how she's so wonderful, not allowing me to start. It's not a good way to begin. If she was that great, then why are you calling me now? Let me ask the questions. I will get all the details. I promise you that. She's right. Think of it like dating, because it really is no difference. If you are approaching someone seriously, like I said, if you think about it like dating, well, do you really think it's good if you're talking about to your date about your ex-wife and how freaking glorious she was? Yeah, no. It doesn't come off good. Not good, not good, guys. So it's not that you can't tell them what was good about her, but you need to learn to do it in another way. Because, yes, you can tell a dom, and if she's smart, what she's doing, she's saying to you, okay, what was your best experience? What was your worst experience? She should be doing that on her own. Doesn't always mean that she will. But you don't gush over another dom. It's tacky as hell, and it's rude. Mistress Carol from My Hypnotic Domain writes, this is a huge pet peeve for me and the one that gets a sub shut down every time. Passive-aggressive behavior. An individual who pretends to be submissive yet attempts to influence the dom by indirect resistance or by attempt in manipulation of her behavior or actions. I find it simply disgusting and it's easy to spot. Bad behavior gets a bad response. Okay? She's right. Absolutely right. So, and I already discussed that earlier. Passive-aggressive behavior is incredibly annoying from anyone. For me, Jewish mothers. Are you kidding? That would be nice if you called. Okay, it's the same thing. Oh, good. I can give you a really good example. This has happened with someone this week. And no, I'm not shaming you because I know he's going to listen. But it's a good point. Try to remember, because this is passive-aggressive. I'm going to show you an example of classic passive-aggressive behavior. All right. You are betrothing yourself to a dom. Great. You think she's awesome. Great. But maybe she's not that awesome. So you go tiptoeing over here, and then you find someone who you really do think is awesome. So you decide you're going to betroth yourself to her. Problem is, what you didn't do was break it off with the other one. No, instead what you did was you changed your profile information, and this is, I'm talking about Twitter, that you changed your profile information, which used to say, I am under, you know, goddess, blee blah, whatever, and, you know, I am magically whatever, love her to death, blah, okay? And a lot of guys do this, okay? So you put that in your Twitter profile. Here's the problem with that. Number one, make sure you have her permission to do so first, because you slamming her name into your profile means that you are now a representation of her. Every single thing you do reflects on her. Start whoring around. Reflects on her, makes her look like a shitty sub or shitty dom. Everything you do, as long as her name is on you, is a reflection of her. So mind your P's and Q's. Now, in the case of our dude here, who didn't bother to break it off with the first dom, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. He decided he wanted me to be working with him on some issues. Okay, fine. But he didn't break it off with this dom. Nay, nay, that's not how you do it. Because he changed his Twitter profile to betrothing himself to me. Okay, it's fine. That's ghosting someone. That's being an ass. That's being passive-aggressive and hoping that this girl will fall away. Doesn't happen that way. So what I got him to do was go back, pull up his big boy pants, cut it off properly, telling her that, you know, she was great, but he has decided to go in another direction. fine. Now, because he decided to ghost this woman, I made him then tribute her as well. And you say, thank you for your time. You wouldn't have had to have tribute her if you'd have done it properly from the get-go. If you'd have broken it, then did your new betrothal on your profile. But because of that, no. You go back and you apologize for your bullshit passive-aggressive behavior. And he did. He gave her a tribute, which is perfectly good, and everything's fine. Why? I don't need this broad coming up my ass. And let's face it, we all know, hello, I'm going through it right now. Why, I don't know, because don't even go there. But you got to remember that men, hello, gentlemen, you especially, we all don't like confrontation, but men more so than anyone else. I know, sorry, I'm sorry, Castaway. Betrothing really is, I don't know, I'm stuck on that tonight. I'm using betrothed a lot, and I don't know why. For some reason, it's the word of the night. So anyways, just be a man, okay? I know you don't want to. I know you don't like confrontation. But if you do it this way, it's going to make it easier for everybody. Nobody gets butt hurt. Nobody goes freaking out. Well, I shouldn't say that. Breaking it off with anybody can freak out. But chances of you getting into a huge thing are going to be pretty small if you handle it properly. But that's passive-aggressive behavior. Oh, I'll just be over here, and I'll change all my information, and she'll figure it out, and she'll go away. It doesn't work that way. That's nasty. Anyways, Mistress Carol also writes, making yourself come is never a tribute. Cash is a tribute. I already mentioned that. So true, and you guys are doing that a lot lately. I don't know why. Oh, I'm going to come for you. Okay. Oh, my God, yeah, Pee Wee Herman. Sorry, Castaway just said, Pee Wee Herman scream, the word of the day. Yeah, remember that? Does everybody remember Pee Wee? Pee Wee's Playhouse. Yeah. Best show. That's okay. I don't care that he was jerking off somewhere. Who cares? Everybody got their own thing. Jesus, leave him alone. Anyways, she also says, also introduce yourself politely and completely when making contact. Being succinct is explaining why contact is being made. As I pointed out earlier, explain why you're going to them. If you're doing this for reals, I mean, if you're going to be a sub of convenience and you're just bouncing around, you're clearly not going to bother. I'm talking about men who really want to do this right out of the gate, who really want to make a good impression. That's who we need. This is what we're talking about. So, let's move on here. Mistress Amethyst of DeepSurrender.com writes, when you interview for a job, you want to put your best foot forward, so to speak, to give a good first impression. She's right. Same thing. People recommend researching the company before you interview for employment. Please use that same diligence when approaching a new dom. Just like I told you guys. You guys, none of you do this. I got to agree with this. None of you do research. None of you. Seriously. Oh, yeah, she looked hot. Good enough. God. See, if you guys would just put a little effort into things, we wouldn't have to yell at you. I find this as she reads, she continues on. I find it so irritating when someone reaches out to me with questions on a topic that I clearly cover on my website. It doesn't take that much time to do a little research, read her blog, search through her product titles, follow her social media accounts, get a feel for her expectations before reaching out with time-wasting nonsense. The first impression you make can either be the beginning of something great or a complete deal-breaker. Agreed. Remember, guys, communication is key. She has another pet peeve. When a submissive fawns all over another dom while keeping references to me in their social media profile. Okay, so there you go. I just discussed that, right? So this is when you're even stupider. Okay, well, I'm going to leave her in my profile, but I'm going to go blah, blah, blah over here. Oh, you're just so great. Just some other dom. That's nice. That's so cool. Again, you're representing the woman you put in your profile. You might want to get rid of that and preferably break it off with her before you start barfing all over someone else. And she has, what do we got here? Pet peeve part two. The fact that something as obvious as this even needs to be explained. Yes, unfortunately, we do have to explain that. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Mistress Chloe Rose writes in, And she says, please plan ahead. This is a good one for pro-doms. Last night I had a guy inquiring for an in-person session at 7:30 p.m. for that night. I asked him for references, which he didn't get back to me until 8:30. No, I don't do last-minute real-time sessions with strangers. That is not safe, nor is it considerate. When I declined, he tried to convince me to change my mind. Again, here we go, manipulation 101. Plan ahead if you know you'll be out of town. All of my out-of-town clients called at least a week ahead, if not a month ahead. Also, if a mistress says no, you are not impressing her by arguing. Respect our time and respect our no's. That goes back to you guys that are constantly trying to manipulate, right? The ones that you're like, oh, no, well, I really want to meet you. If we say no, the answer is no. Shut up and just keep moving forward. Sub Olson. Okay, by the way, if you guys want to call in, if you have any questions or you have pet peeves of your own, now's the time to call in. 657-383-0031. Sub Olson writes in, is calling. This is good because we had at least one sub. Thank you, Sub Olson, by the way, for sending this in, because, like, this is how you learn things. Write in. Is calling the next day after our first meeting to just ask about your day or what do you think about the last night, is it needy or devotion and attentive? Yeah, it's a tricky one. He says, I'm confused. So what's the line in the sand, the difference between them? Well, it's going to depend on how the meeting went. If you're just doing a meet and greet, just to say hi sort of a thing, I don't think there's anything wrong with the next day saying, you know, had a great time, hope to hear from you soon. I wouldn't necessarily be, you know, jumping in and asking, what did you think, you know, how do you think everything went, because she will talk to you about that if she wants to. Probably that's the issue. I would suggest what you would do is to be sure. I'm just thinking about this. Like, to me, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Sub Olson, and I really don't. I think to get in touch with someone the next day and just say, hey, had a good time last night, you know, I'll be in touch. Maybe not fawning or just constantly talking. See if she picks up the conversation and let it go with that, you know. So that would be my guess, is just kind of lay it out there just a little tiny bit, because if you overdo it and just be like, oh, last night was great, what did you think? Now you're getting a little bit over the top. Just, you know, hey, had a great time, should totally suffice. So I'm going to go to Beast. Yes, Beast, I'm coming for you, because I think he had something he wanted to say. I said, if you have something you want to say, call in now. Otherwise, we're going on to head games shortly. Sir William.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I take it
because
you told me before that you had something, you had some views you wanted to bring up. And you can discuss it from a sissy standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of sissies that wanted to, oh, you're so nice and you want to do all this. And you're talking to me. And it's like, yeah, but I have, you know, certain rules that if you're wanting me to do anything with you, please follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, personally, I hate bratty sissies because they're just wanting to get beat. I'm like, if that's fine, there's this other person that, it's not a problem beating your ass, you know, or giving you even worse punishment than I want to deal with. And it's like, then, you know, they proceed to lie and go and basically piss me off to the point where I go, yeah, leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a professional. So it's like, pissing me off doesn't make me like you. Pissing me off makes me want to find you and pretty much put my boot upside your ass.
Oh, Bill, you're so mean. you just had a sissy pull something on you not that long ago, right? Like someone was just, she wasn't listening.
Yeah. And I wound up talking to her and going, what's going on? You don't seem to want to learn anything. You know, I can walk away. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's just the thing. You guys don't get it. There's always someone behind you. There's always the next person in line. So if you're going to be a jerk and you're not going to listen and do what you're told and you're going to think that you're either going to top from the bottom or whatever else, all that's going to do is get you moved. Bye. Bye. Garbage. See ya. Because we know that the next one coming along will probably listen to what we're saying. So there really is no point in arguing or trying to manipulate because it's not going to work. Right?
Yep.
That's all you got to say?
Hey, I'm more interested in hearing from everyone else because it's like I'm learning stuff too, and it's like I want to hear from people who have had experience with all this. Like I said, I'm basically not even a professional yet. I'm thinking about it, but it's like, considering what I've been hearing, I'm like, I'm not going to be the nicest damn person.
Yeah. Nope. Stop trying to top from the bottom. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. What do we got here? I'm checking the chat room. Mr. Brighton just said, I can't tell you how many times someone contacted me because they were looking for a nurturing sissy mistress because they failed to read my profile or my blog. There you go. Read.
What is that?
She goes,
that's
I'm the first
scary.
Thing from a nurturing sissy mistress. Yeah. See, that's the thing, is you're not going to get what you want. It's so silly. Why not just read about them, check them out, and then you don't have these issues? Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Shall I put you back on hold?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to play head games?
Oh, sure.
Okay, cool. We'll bring you back in a little bit because I think we're about at that point. So I'm going to put you back on hold. Okie dokie. Let me just hear. I'm just trying to make sure that we got everybody from the chat room. Just making sure. Oh, bratty sissies. Don't get me started on passive-aggressive sissies. Yeah, sissies tend to be that way. Sissies bring so much drama, Kylie says. I say that as somebody who is somewhat of a sissy and whose business caters to sissies. So see, Kylie knows. So there you go. Read. Read, gentlemen. I know you don't want to, but read. Okay, so we are going to go to commercial. And when we come back, it's time to play Head Game.
Hi, this is Dr. Sue Storm. I've been in the sex industry for over 30 years. As a retired pro dom, former sex shop owner, and living as the head of a female-led relationship and cuckoldress for over 25 years, I now spend my time educating and providing counsel to demystify fetish and BDSM and advocate for tolerance and acceptance of different lifestyles. So join me on my radio show at InBedWithDrSue.com or enjoy one of the many articles or audios I have for you on the DrSueReview.com. I'm here to help. You like it rough? You like to go for hours? Don't let dryness keep you from having the kind of sex you like. Sexy Ganja Lube brings you the wetness you crave without feeling sticky or greasy afterward. Ladies, this light, moisturizing lube will actually feel good on even the most tender skin. Sexy Ganja is odorless, tasteless, scentless, and made with no herbicides, pesticides, or methylparabens that can harm your health. Sexy Ganja is hormone and gluten-free and has never been tested on animals. And boys, the hemp oil in Sexy Ganja enhances erectile capacity and decreases premature ejaculation. Improve your sexual comfort with the healing properties of hemp oil with Sexy Ganja Lube. Available through Dr. Sue, you can order your tube of Sexy Ganja Lube at either InBedWithDrSue.com or TheDrSueReview.com just by clicking on Sexy Ganja. It's time to play Head Games, the sex trivia game show for perverts just like us, with your hosts, Dr. Sue and Amelia Devine.
Okay, you guys, it's time to play Head Games, the hilarious sex trivia game for perverts just like us. And hosting your show tonight are the Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek of Sex Trivia. That's me. And my amazing and lovely co-host, of course, the lovely Millie Devine. Good evening, Ms. Devine. Are you ready to play Head Games?
Oh, I am so ready to do this.
Indeed.
I feel like I need to have that song. Da 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 da.
Well, see, we can't steal that or we get in trouble.
Fuck, seems like that's been the thing today.
Isn't it? Like, I swear to God, what the hell? Jesus. Okay, so here are the rules for the game. For tonight's mini version, you're going to be asked 5 questions. Get more than 3 right, or I should say get 3 correct, and you'll win. That simple. In the full version of Head Games, you play against an opponent, and the first one to get the most correct answers in a row wins. You have 5 seconds to answer to keep you from Googling your response. If there's an issue with an answer, guess who decides the outcome? The chat room. So, we clear on the rules? Everybody clear? We clear? You clear? I'm clear? Yeah, baby. Okay, you ready?
I'm all set. I want to see if they can actually get
it. I think it's time to play Head Games, don't you?
Oh, I know it is. Who we got playing?
Actually, Sir Beast is going to play with us. And then I think what we'll do maybe is we will play with some of the people in the chat room. But if you want to play Head Games, come on. Like, we're giving away prizes tonight, too. So, you know, like, hey, be a winner. Why not? We all need a little fun stuff coming in the mail.
We need a wiener. Who wants to be the wiener?
657-383-0031 if you want to play Head Games with us. So, let's go over, and we're going to have Sir William is going to play with us. Hello, William.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, indeed.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello.
I know. I always do that. I don't know why. I just automatically do it. Okay. Are you ready, Bill?
About as ready as I'll ever get.
Okay.
Well, then
Amelia,
here we go.
Amelia is going to read you the questions. You just give
all
the
right,
answer.
So you, pay attention.
You have 5 seconds, okay? You ready? Okay, go, Amelia.
All righty.
All right, Bill. So here's your first question. What is the size of the world's largest natural penis when erect? Now, that's meaning that a penis that has had no stretching or surgery. So you get 3 choices. Is it A, 13.5 inches, B, 20.75 inches, or C, 14.25 inches?
I believe it was 13.2 or 5.
What was that?
I think it was the 13-inch one, because anything past that, the person actually loses capacity to think because blood is rushing to the wrong head.
You've done some. Do you have like a
thesis? He's doing
that
right. He's done so much research, Bill. Seriously, holy crap!
I know.
I can't believe that. Okay, Amelia, did he get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Woo-hoo.
The guy's name
yes,
was Jonah Falcon. The other guy who claims it is a Mexican dude from okay, so this Mexican guy from Roberto Cabrera, named Roberto Cabrera. He has 19 inches, but he did it through weight attachment. So Falcon is natural.
Ooh. So, Bill, you won. Yay, you got one right. Okay. Ready for
right.
One. Question number two.
All right. So this one, pay attention. You got it? All right.
All right.
A rope whip with 9 trestles was formerly used by the British Army and Navy as an instrument of punishment until 1881 is called.
Scourge.
So what's your answer?
Okay.
Scourge.
A scourge?
Scourge? Oh, scourge?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
It's also known as a cat of nine tails.
Okay, so
because they usually put metal pieces in it to do damage. That's why it was called a scourge.
I love when you say that scourge.
But reread the question.
He got it right.
we're going to give it to you. Because we didn't say that there was metal bits. So it was actually a cat of nine. So you get that one. Okay, one more right.
They're the ones that invented that damn thing. They are some screwed up people.
Actually, it was, I believe, the Catholics when they started with self-flagellation.
Agreed. Self-flagellation, yes, absolutely, because that was what they would... Have you ever seen that, Amelia, where you do it to yourself?
Yes.
That was done in the Catholic Church a lot, where you're doing it over each shoulder, and you're
doing
it to the point of bleeding.
That's
because
I'm not Catholic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would suck.
No,
it's not all Catholics. There's an extreme sect of it that it's not actually Catholicism. There's an extreme sect of it that will actually do the self-flagellation because it's to reenact the 39 lashes. So you're doing that in meditation. Get it?
Oh, yeah. That does not help meditation. These people need to be re-educated.
Mistress Brighton,
that is
repent,
not
repent.
The meditation that I have studied and certified in. Nope.
So, Billiam has 2 right answers. One more, and you win, Bill.
You excited?
He's not excited.
Sure.
Come on, you guys have some fun. This is supposed to be fun. Like, everyone, lighten the fuck up. We're just supposed to be fun. Just having some fun. Everybody have some fun. Everybody be happy. Come on now.
Be happy,
okay.
Damn
question
it.
Question number fucking 3. We're going to make this work, goddammit, aren't we, Amelia?
These motherfuckers have no choice.
Exactly. We're going to keep doing this until it drives you mental, okay? Even if we have to play with each other, which sounds really kinky. But at the same time, we don't care.
Yes, it does.
This is too much fun.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so that playing with each other brings us to the next question. All right, so we're ready for the next question.
Go.
What does the phrase penis captivus mean?
Basically, it's captive penis. Which means it's a penis in an orifice or a device.
Oh, in an orifice or a device?
Captive, yes.
A penis that is captivated, like captive. In other words, you're saying it's either in a device or it's in something.
Yep.
Amelia?
So a penis held captive.
Is he right? It's a penis held captive with a gun to its little head.
Damn,
is
you,
he
Peter,
right?
You're going nowhere.
Stay erect, you little son of a bitch. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wrong.
Yeah, I don't think. No. No.
Nope.
Damn.
Do you want to know what it is, Bill? It's really cool.
Sure. I mean, you were on the right track.
You were getting there, but you kind of went the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah. Good record, bad music. It is when two people get stuck together during sex.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know. Yeah.
I've actually heard of that happening.
Yeah. It can. It most.
And that's not
can.
Fun.
No, it's not. It really isn't. It's painful for both. So
I love
penis
the chat
captive
room now.
You don't want it. It's not a penis that's captive at all. Well, it kind of is. It's usually in spasm. It's actually the vagina that goes into spasm and clamps down on it, and you can't get out of there. So yeah.
That's where they get the whole thing from the snapping pussy from. It is. They have, when people talk about snapping pussy, that's what they're talking about.
Oh, my God. Snapping. I'm picturing turtles here. Oh, my God.
I'm getting trans and tantrics in the chat room. Well, doctor, what happened was.
I was giving her the old in and out, but... She got a little cramp. Oh, Lord. Okay, so this is good. I'm liking this. Okay, two right, one wrong. Come on, Bill. One more and you win. You can do it.
All right, Bill. So question number four. Okay, we're on four. So which of the following have been lodged in a vagina besides the penis? A cell phone, a bike reflector, headphones, lollipop, or all of the above?
You want to reread them? Reread them for him.
Okay. A cell phone. And remember, they do vibrate, so I wouldn't be surprised with that. A bike reflector, headphones, lollipop, or all of the above?
I said all of the above.
So all of the above?
Yeah, yeah, you win, Bill. Bill wins.
You know, everything
yeah, it's
else
called,
on
I listen to
kind of
emergency room stories.
Oh, you've been watching, what is that, Untold Stories of the ER?
No, I've actually talked to ER people. And
oh, you've talked to them
I
really
get a good
hard.
Laugh. Fine. Yeah.
Wow. Everything else on here I can understand, but a bike reflector, why?
That was real. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I was like, okay.
Actually,
all
I believe that was
God knows why.
Accident.
maybe, because there was another one. We will do it on another show. But, yeah, that one was interesting. That was the ass, so there's some interesting ones for that one, too. Anyways, okay, I realize that technically we're done because he won, but I'm having too much fun. Ask some more. Come on, it's fun.
All right.
Sorry, Bill,
right,
you're
so
not allowed
to leave.
So, going
to go to Bill, the history buff of all, you know, things BDSM, or are we going to go to the chat room?
We can go to the chat room. No, Bill, stay here, because we're just, does anybody in the chat room want to play? Raise your little hands.
Raise your emotions.
Not all at once. Why does everyone not want to play this? It's freaking fun.
It's like they were chatting here a minute ago. Now they've all shut
up. Okay, ask Bill another question.
All right, well, let's just see.
You're our guinea pig.
All right, so used to prohibit erections, this device was first invented in the 19th century to protect women from sexual harassment in the workplace.
I do.
Well, that wasn't the chest. Actually, the male chest device? Yeah.
Hmm?
The female chest device was invented in the 1700s. 1900s, the men got it.
You are right. The chastity or the chastity belt, yes. But the female chastity device is what I learned. So we might have some differing information on it, but you know how the internet is just full of so much information that's true. what I heard is that whenever they had the female chastity belt was invented for more of punishment, the more, I guess, comfortable, and I say that in air quotes, one that was used on a more regular basis and given to women and given to young girls was made in the 19th century to protect them from being raped.
There, the more you know. Oh. Ding. I'm telling you, this is fun and informative, you guys.
Yeah, and I'm a bookworm, so, you know, anything I can get my hands on.
Look at
him,
he's so good. But wait, we have another caller.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Hello, you're on In Bed with Dr. Sue, and actually you're on Head Games right now. Who's this? Hello, shy little person. Don't be shy.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hello.
Who's this? Who's this?
Castaway.
Hey, Castaway.
Who's Castaway?
You going to play?
I will play.
Castaway, are you going to play?
I will play.
Okay. You do know. You got to talk, though, right? Come on, dude.
I've been working on my dramatic pause class, so you know it's
okay,
just spilling
good.
Over.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah,
good.
I'll gear up for, you know, there is a time limit on these questions, so I'm gonna have to, you know, gear up here.
Okay, we're leaving Bill on, so he can play.
Okay,
with
so
Kathy okay.
gets our last five questions then.
That's right. Okay, go.
Okay. So coined in the gay leather scene, this item was used in various colors to indicate areas of BDSM interest.
What was the first part?
Can't take the pressure.
Oh, I know this one, and I'm not.
Wait. What was the first part of the question?
Read it again.
I'll read it again. Coined by those in the gay leather scene, this item was used in various colors to indicate areas of BDSM interest.
Okay.
And here's a hint.
Coin.
You know. Mm-hmm. Do you know, or do you want a hint?
No, I'll take the hint.
Okay, here's your lifeline. Usually worn in the back pocket.
I think I read a blog of this sometimes. It's funny, like Bill, it's like Whose Lies a Millionaire. You talk about like your answer. I think it's a handkerchief.
You are right.
Oh my God.
Now, here you
yes.
go. What do they? What is the code called? What is it called?
The hanky code.
Was that Bill?
No. Bill, you
want to
try that one?
It's me. I'm throwing my voice.
Oh.
It's the hanky code.
Yes, it is called the hanky code. So, yes, Castaway got it right. Good job.
And not Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
No, Hanky, the Christmas poo. He
By the way, Miss Bright will understand this. Shout out to Miss Rachel, who wrote an article on that topic.
Oh,
one
well
of her
God.
Colleagues.
Very cool.
Yay.
All right,
okay,
so
that's one down. Let's go. You have
see,
okay. All right,
see,
Stan, the 5 second
reading
timer,
everybody. That's why you read everybody.
Everyone must.
You don't have to answer during the 5 seconds. You can wait until after your 5 seconds to answer. Then you don't get so
Thank
confused.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready?
No hands on keyboard. No hands anywhere. Yeah, I'm just just with you guys.
Hands in the air.
You can have them on your dick if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Wave
around like I just don't care.
Bite your gag ball until the 5 seconds is over. You can do it. I have faith. All right. Here's the next question. RACK, RACK, is the acronym for?
Risk Accepted Consensual Kink.
Come on, I'm having fun with my timer.
I know, y'all need to let her have her timer. This poor
I know,
woman
is this Head Games or a 24 episode? I mean, I feel like I need to be like yelling at Chloe on like the telecom.
Oh my God. You never know, a bomb might go off.
I've got the blue wire.
Anyway, I have more 24 material, but I'll answer in the meantime. It's Risk Accepted Consensual Kink.
Yes. Well, it risk aware, risk accepted consensual kink. Yes. So we'll give
thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. It was born as a response to the SSC, the Safe, Sane, and Consensual, as a consent culture and safety-oriented attitude that could include more inherently risky play in its scope. So, yes. Y'all are learning so much.
Nice.
So proud.
Okay.
I'm almost in tears.
Oh! Okay, you ready for question three, Castaway?
All right, so this one, remember, wait till after the 5 seconds. And this one, wait, get let Dr. Sue have her. So let her have something today, y'all. Bless her heart.
I had a bad day.
All right,
oh,
so
Lord.
In the U.S., I'm sorry, in what U.S. state is it legal to marry your horse?
Your horse? Hmm.
Wait till 5 seconds. Sue, play the damn thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this is way too much fucking fun. Okay.
Alaska.
Did you say Alaska?
Yeah, I went with Alaska.
Where? What state? Think. Okay, you guys in the chat room, what state can you marry your horse?
There's probably not that many horses.
He's saying
Alaska.
I love that Florida.
Wyoming,
everything else is here.
I think it's Wyoming, but I'd say Wyoming, but I think in Wyoming you can actually marry your sheep. So I'm gonna say Texas.
Who's gonna say
wow,
Texas?
So- All right, so who, Alaska, is that the final answer?
Not really.
Okay. He's changing his mind.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going with Alaska.
Okay.
Is it on the list, though?
It's not even on the list.
Oh.
Yeah, not even on the list.
We were looking
right,
for
yes,
Texas.
There's a whole fucking list for this. So we were looking for Texas.
We thought the horse would give it away.
But wait, there's more. If you don't live in Texas and you have this like fond desire to marry your horse, you can also do so in Alabama, Hawaii, Kentucky, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Ohio, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C., even though it's not a state.
I see.
So you
a
do have choices.
Future. We're going to marry Trump off to the first horse.
Oh, don't do that to the horses.
I know.
Stable genius.
Don't do that to the horses. That is just awful. No, do that to the naked mall rats or something.
Incognito Thomas is shocked that many places will actually allow you to marry your horse.
I'm shocked Georgia doesn't allow it. We allow everything else. And Florida's not
Suzanne
on there, right?
Suzanne Dixon's going, what the fuck, not Florida? Yeah, for once, not Florida, actually. That's kind of interesting. That question about
like
more
Kylie's
marrying
again.
Horses. Wait, Kylie writes, that question about marrying horses should have had a trigger warning.
Oh, God. Get out. No.
Okay, Castaway. You got 2 right, 1 wrong.
Okay.
All right, so you only
Let's
have 2 more chances.
Number 4. All
right, so blindfolds, earmuffs, headphones, earplugs, or a bag over someone's head are all related to the BDSM play of?
Oh, wait. I waited this time.
Thank you.
Good job.
Sensory deprivation.
I know it
I
sounds
know.
Like it does, but
right?
I know. You're right. You got it.
Yeah, so Ryan's a winner too. Sorry.
Doing good.
Not Ryan.
Doing good.
All
right.
What did I say? Why do I say Ryan all the time?
I don't know.
Cast away.
Spoiler alert, Dr. Sue and I have a role play where she calls me by a completely different name than the one I was given. Yeah, so, yeah, in case any of you go.
I know. What can I say?
Here. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No.
So Castaway right. wins. Okay, now, here's the thing. If we are playing the main game, just so you guys know, the main game, you're going to go against an opponent. And it's going to be, you know, as many as you get right, you want to try and beat your opponent. You're also going to be able to pick categories. So it's going to make it a little bit easier. So you can specialize in one particular category if you want. So it's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we may even, if it doesn't throw for its own night, it doesn't work out, we will throw it on the end of the shows. Because I still think this is fun. I just think it's hysterically funny, and it's a lot of fun to put together. So, no matter what.
And Bill and I are early adopters.
Well,
you are our beta champions.
Da, 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 da.
I see what you did there.
Right? Play on words. Guess the way.
Yeah, I'll be here all week. All right.
Okay,
last
so here
question.
Are some of the things that you can win, though, just so you know. Tonight, both of you guys, if you want, have won sexy ganja. You can have some sexy ganja. Now, other things that you can win, just so you know, on the big game, is you can win free minutes from some of the Dom. You can win free clips. You can win masturbators. You can win all kinds of stuff. And for the ladies, oh, my God, we've got some great vibrators and toys. And, like, there's all kinds of stuff you guys are going to be winning. So don't think that this is just a big poo, because it's not. Y'all can win lots of fun stuff. So that's head games, guys. Ta-da! I still want to keep
Everybody's
asking questions, though. I just want to keep asking questions all night. I just think it's fun.
I love people.
Bill,
react.
Where'd you go?
I'm still here.
Okay, good.
He's reading. he's working
no,
on his.
No, actually, I'm just
all right,
laughing because I'm like, okay, yeah, Texas. And I was starting rattling off, okay, what states have I seen? Because that's something I've actually read up on before about the where can you marry your horse? Where
wait,
can you marry
okay, wait,
a sheep?
Wait. You actually had a moment in your life where you were sitting there, I don't know, clipping your toenails or something, and you were like, I wonder where I could marry my horse at. Let me find this out.
No, I actually found out by looking in family history. I actually had a relative who was just crazy enough and living in Texas who did.
Wow.
What?
Did they have a long relationship?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
did they
both died at the same time.
What? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he was a cavalry officer.
Oh, okay.
And he
so
died
what,
in
they
an
were
Indian
both
attack.
Died
they
in an Indian
killed.
Attack? Oh, well, at least they went
yeah.
together. That's so sweet, really.
I know.
You think
kind
about
of
it.
Romantic.
It's romantic. It's very romantic. Aww.
Oh, Wilbur.
I'll bet you she gave great head.
Oh, wow.
Gotta watch
it.
I think we, Doc, I think we now have our pool quote for the episode. Congratulations.
Oh, come on. I'm having way too much fun with this shit. So, come on. You have to admit this is informative and very educational as well as fun.
It's hitting all by my buttons.
Just so you know, Goddess Genevieve just said, oh, my God, listening to that was funny as hell and made my week. So hopefully we've made other people's weeks, too.
Well, you're very welcome. Very
much
welcome.
Fun.
Well, I mean, and these are just the live listeners. I mean, there's downloaders, you know, to come. So, I mean, more weeks to be made in perpetuity.
Well, the downloaders are going to have to start listening live.
Oh, my
so
God, the horses were
fun.
Betrothed. How did I not jump on that?
Word of the day. Everybody scream.
I'm telling. Betrothed. Everybody scream. Ah! Come on. We have to come on. Betrothed. Woohoo!
Dr. Sue, can we get the word of the day sound drop in here? That's your audiovisual homework for the week.
So I have to find what, the scream? You want me to find the scream?
The Pee Wee's Playhouse scream. Yeah, not to be giving you homework. I know you lectured on topping from the bottom earlier, but you know.
No, it's okay. You're allowed. You're one of the few who are allowed. Okay, I'm writing this down. Pee Wee scream. Okay. Do you want to hear the intro for Head Games again? It is really cool. I was having too much fun making these things today and finding all these little
things. I'm tracking down the link as we speak, by the way, of course.
Oh, good. I found most of this stuff on YouTube. We could have done Jeopardy sounds, but I know we'd get in shit, so I didn't do that. Because some people are just no fun.
Well, we could do like a whole Vanilla Ice thing. Just change one little note, you know?
Vanilla Ice? You're bringing up
Vanilla
Ice?
Yeah, whenever he hears a song come out, he actually changed one little note. Well, yes, but that's neither here nor there.
The same person who sings, what is it? Tender and Fine. Like, what the... Legal, Tender and Fine. That's him, isn't it?
I don't know, but
I think he is the one that sings that nasty little thing.
I
gotta wonder. He's hanging with R. Kelly.
You know. I think I had one day in high school where he was cool, and that was it.
No, admit it. You still got posters up. Just say it.
Oh, I do. I do. That fucking hair is what it is. I want to just throw some ganja lube on it, spread my legs,
baby.
And ride it like a fucking surfboard. I'm on it.
Damn right. Woo! Oh. Slick that bitch up.
That part of the show is going to have some replay value. Miss Amelia.
Oh my God.
I might just timestamp it for the interested, you know, like annotated notes, you know, like hour and 30-second mark. Miss Amelia is gonna say something pretty ribald.
Not at all. Okay, guys. Well, I mean, we might as well wrap this up. So thank you guys for playing.
Okay.
I will be in touch.
Well, actually,
tomorrow.
We have one more question.
What? No, we don't. He won.
We have, because Castaways only has four. We have one more question.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to make him. Okay. You have to answer this. Nah, nah.
Yep. You have no choice. You must answer. All right.
You must.
So,
okay.
According to the Kinsey Institute, the average speed of sperm during ejaculation is 17 miles per hour, 28 miles per hour, or 52 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Chloe! Damn it! I need the code!
Give him his three again.
17, 28, 52. I got it. 17, 28, 52. This is like the thing where probability tells you to take the middle thing. Again, I'm doing this stupid Who Wants to Be a Millionaire talk it out thing.
Like you might have one of
those. Will,
God, if Genevieve
I,
just said 100
I,
miles
I
per
will
hour.
I,
good Lord, that's going to take someone's eye out.
I will go with
cell phone lodged
there. I'll go with 28.
Well.
Yep.
Nope.
52.
You did it.
What?
Yes.
You're going 52? Bill's going 52.
Bill's going 52. Well, 28's the winner.
Yeah.
Oh.
28 is the winner.
Oh.
52
miles. Do I get the 4 out of 5 prize? I get the 4 out of 5 prize.
You get the prize regardless. So you're fine.
I know. I'm just fine.
I'm banking the good farmer all the way through. You are going to be able to jerk it so good with your lube that you're just it's going to be no more burn, nothing. You're going to be so fucking slick that you're going to slide.
Suzanne Dixon actually asked a very good question. Who measures this?
Right? You got to wonder. Someone, you know what it is? Someone in government will have paid for that study. Just saying.
Oh, the... Someone had
benefits and everything just to find out, to have all these people just whacking it off and using one of those police things. And
right.
You know.
Well, you know, Miss Amelia, I mean, we are in the 21st century now, and you got to watch out for those jizz speed traps. I mean, Big Brother is watching.
See, I'm thinking
more.
And Big Brother is watching, and Big Brother is wiping off his face.
See, I'm thinking more baseball, getting the guy up on the mound, winding up, and the person standing back there with the meter.
Oh, the radar guy.
Got it. Wait a minute. Kylie's got it. Kylie just said someone's standing there with a really tiny radar gun. Oh, that's just sad. Oh, Lord. Oh,
well, that was
good.
Head games.
That was fun. That's head games, guys. Like, seriously. It's
pilot
just
episode.
Just fun. Seriously fun. And thank you, Bill, and thank you, Castaway, both, for being such gracious contestants.
Thank you for having us.
And letting us torture you.
That was fun.
By the way, you'll be calling in to all of them, won't you guys? Wink, wink, wink.
Sure. I've got no problem with that.
We need lots. Actually, we have two contestants for the main show, provided they show up. Fingers crossed.
Well, you know, 50% of life.
It's going to be
50% of life
sub.
Is showing up, and 80% of kink is showing up. So we'll hopefully they will come through.
But if
well,
it,
we'll
honest to God, if it goes down, it's dom against sub. We have one dom and one sub registered, so this could
be
interesting.
Fun. I'm going to have to get some good questions up for that one.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Castaway. Thank you
yes,
so
thanks, guys.
Much, Billiam, for being such good sports.
Thanks for having
okay,
us. Good night.
Thank you, Amelia, so much. This was too much fun. I knew it was going to be fun. And thank you guys seriously
yes.
for, like, being good sports because this is – it's meant to be fun. It's meant to just be wacky, and if you get something out of it, then that's just a bonus. and you learn something. Like, come on. Who knew so many places you could marry your
wine. Home? There you go. Can't complain.
Da-da-da-da. Okay. I will talk to you later, beautiful lady.
Yes, you too. Bye, everybody. Thank you for playing.
Yes, thank you for playing. Bye, you guys. Okay. Let's wind this frivolity up before I betroth myself somewhere. Okay. First of all, thank you guys so much for listening to tonight's show, despite all the glitches and all the craziness. I really appreciate all you guys. I appreciate everybody who's in the chat room right now. I mean, we got a whole pile of people in the chat room. We've got Suzanne Vixen, we've got Mistress Ariana, we've got Kaya, we got DJ, we got Enchantress Genevieve, we've got Mistress Brighton. Like, there's just so many of you. Polly Bell, you're all there, and thank you so much. You guys really do make the show. I'm not kidding. Be sure to tune in on Wednesday, June the 26th, for the full version of Head Games right here on InBed. And on July 16th, the show will be all about, now pay attention to this, all about what doms really think of their subs. This is a chance for all you ladies to call in and tell us why you love what you do and the boys you do it to. So don't miss this show. And until next time, you guys, please uplift one another, stop fucking with me, and more importantly,